Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Overnight forecast details calling for temps to remain in the teens, I should say in the single digits, after a daytime high today around 21. Sunday 33 with warmer temperatures, Monday 36 with a 30% chance of light flurries. It's like some things could melt off a little bit. 34 on Tuesday, 36 for a high on Christmas Day. Right now, southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour, and it is 7 degrees. Finally, reminding you to stop by Main Street Hobby and Bikes this holiday season for your last-minute shopping needs. Bikes, mountain, e-bikes, hybrid, and for the kids, BMX bikes and balance bikes, bike accessories, also hobby-grade fast RC cars, and full parts wall, and guitars. Oh, man, acoustic and electric. You can start your own band by this time next year, right? You just need to stop by Main Street Hobby and Bikes to find out more. And skateboards and models, more information, you can call Main Street Hobby and Bikes or stop by. Again, they'll be open right up to Christmas here in Richland Center. We hope you're getting along wherever you are
tonight. Johnny, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, I was thinking about going and listening to this new band I've been seeing a lot about.
Oh, really? What are they called?
They're called Lost Dog. I've been seeing their poster all over town. What's the matter, baby?
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you. Thank you.
For Stretch Armstrong tonight.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
you cry no more.
You're such a silly woman. Put a lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Woo, ain't there nothing you can dig? I say woo, to relieve your belly ache. You say well, woo.
So that's for Jan and Jim and Ruth Ann. Thanks for joining us tonight on WRCO's Those Were the Days. More trivia right around the bend as well. Don't forget, Triviathon coming up on New Year's Eve. Looking forward to hosting that. And we'll have a whole bunch of folks here answering the phones and just having a good time ringing in the new year and capping off 2024 with WRCO. Otter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel presents Lady Bell's Top 40 Tail Swinger.
12 Pains of Christmas for Sue in Hillsboro.
First thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I'm a transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
But I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I blew a fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree.
the 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
We're finding a Christmas tree.
There you go, the Bob Rivers Group and the 12 Pains of Christmas. On WRCO's Those Were the Days, maybe you can relate, especially the lights. When one goes out, they all go out, or, you know, the blinking. I think they make them a little better than they used to. I think they do anyway, but nonetheless, hopefully you're not that stressed.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
See the day of glory.
See the day in
heaven. Live in peace.
So
peace on earth.
When we come.
Bing Crosby and David Bowie from Bing Crosby's last television Christmas special. Get a little misty-eyed with some of those. In fact, I tend to this time of year. I don't know what it is. And today I'm flipping through the channels and I stumbled upon the Waltons. Now, I loved the Waltons when I was a kid because the big reason was my parents and grandparents would talk about the Depression and things they did. And, you know, even though it was a terrible time in U.S. history, actually the times that they had, they remember fondly. And so I just always kind of imagined my parents and grandparents, you know, in the Waltons era. And so I'm watching part of a show today and I'm like, oh, what's that in the corner of my eye? Oh, my goodness. Come on, Phil. Check your man card at the door here. We're going to send one out to Emmy tonight.
I've always been the kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO Movie Music from a Clint Eastwood film. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious! Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year. Temp has actually risen. We were down there to 3 degrees for a while, but back up to 8 at WRCO Studios. Overnight lows will remain in the single digits. So we head toward tomorrow, 33, a little warmer on Monday at 36. Wow, these songs are taking me way back tonight, way back.
Hello, this is Phil Nee. I'm looking forward to our prom date. Say, you just might want to wear a head shawl because the Farmall M goes pretty fast in fifth gear and it might mess your hair up a little bit. So just thought I'd let you... Hello? Hello?
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need for friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain.
Carry your cup in your hand and look around you. Leaves are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are right. It's the springtime of my life. Tapestry, won't you stop and remember me at any convenient time? But I have my memory skips while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme, drinking my vodka and lime. I look around, things are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground.
Simon and Garfunkel, a twin spin there, a couple of winter songs on this first evening of winter. Those were the days on WRCO's Saturday night. Check it out, some great tunes all the way up until midnight.
To be heard.
John Mellencamp, WRCO, and check it out. Check it out. It's trivia time here on Those Were the Days in a classic Christmas episode in which the casts of Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, and the Beverly Hillbillies appear together. Sam Drucker thinks he had too much eggnog to drink when he looks out the window of the Cannonball train and thought he saw who driving the Hillbillies' truck with a bear. Sam Drucker thinks maybe he had a little bit too much of the eggnog when he looks out the window of the Cannonball train and thought he saw who driving the Beverly Hillbillies truck with a bear. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's one for the old lonely farmer finishing up his chores tonight. The lovely voice of Karen Carpenter.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, the special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but every day is a holiday when I'm on my tree. I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to
bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. riding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Bobby Helms on WRCO Radio. In a classic Christmas episode in which the cast of Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, and the Beverly Hillbillies all appear together, Sam Drucker thinks he has too much eggnog to drink when he looks out the window of the cannonball train and thinks he sees who driving the Hillbillies' truck with a bear.
WRCO Trivia.
Mr. Drysdale.
Yeah, Mr. Drysdale, right on. Woo-hoo! Who are we speaking with?
This is Ollie.
Ollie? Oh, by golly. Merry Christmas to you.
Mr. Drysdale, there you go. That's some classic TV shows of the 60s. It was just all this stuff and fictitious stuff that would never happen. These way-out stories about genies and witches and ghouly people like the Munsters and the Addams Family and things that you could just escape with, you know? And the Beverly Hillbillies, certainly no exception, and Green Acres and Petticoat Junction, three shows that were produced by the same people and got together in that episode. And it's funny because the Clampets go back to, they go to Hooterville for Christmas. And Mr. Drysdale gets wind that they're going to transfer some money to Sam Drucker's General Store's bank, which is just a cigar box, basically. And he gets wind of that. He's home taking care of Ellie Mae's bear. So they jump in the Clampett's truck and they drive toward Hooterville, and they're trying to catch the cast and the train, and they're driving alongside, and Sam Drucker thinks he's a little schnockered because he thinks he sees a guy and a bear, and the bear, I think, was actually driving by that point. I mean, spoiler alert, I think it was a man in a bear suit, but I'm not sure. Anyway, thanks for playing trivia tonight with Those Were the Days.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. And my mama cried. And my mama cried.
Nanukanono. Nanukanono. Don't be a naughty Eskimo.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial
commercial.
Had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo. Ooh.
And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion. Rub it! In a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. He stood up and he looked around and he said,
Well.
Stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog do snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me, and I can't see temporarily.
That's for the Heart Foundation tonight, Frank Zappa. And, of course, that's a public service warning. Don't eat the yellow snow, please. Anyway, 10 before the hour, 10 o'clock. Filney with you. We're here until the midnight hour. It's already gotten wild, and it's going to get wilder. Stay with us.
Take it easy.
Santa and Mrs. Claus are listening, getting ready for their big night. These are the good times.
Even the bad times are good. Soon as I get
closer the days with the Tremolos.
Put your arms around.